Hi there. It is week 23 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. And as we gear up to get ready for a really busy weekend here at Riverling Ranch, I feel overwhelmed. I feel stressed. I feel like everything has to be perfect. And so whenever I'm feeling like this, I typically go over to my book library. I pull out a book randomly and I flip through the pages and I just let myself read the message from Spirit. And I'm going to share that message with you this morning. Building emotional intelligence. Self-sabotage is ultimately just a product of low emotional intelligence. To move on with our lives in a healthy, productive, and stable way, we need to understand how our brains and bodies work together. We need to understand how to interpret feelings, what different emotions mean, and what to do when we feel faced with big, daunting sensations that we don't know how to handle. We are going to specifically look at and discuss what is emotional intelligence to help you understand it. People with high emotional intelligence are often able to get better along with different types of people and feel more content and satisfied, but they also may feel more stressed. Well, doesn't that fit? So it means I'm a higher emotional intelligence, I guess, if you're stressed. You get along with people better, but you emotionally connect with them more. I think what Spirit's trying to tell me is to make sure that I'm grounded, to make sure that I am protected, to make sure that I've got my bubble of white light, to make sure that I'm smudging, and to take care of my emotional, mental, and spiritual health. Lots of times we can self-sabotage or set ourselves up for failure if we forget to stay within the moments that we're in and to remind ourselves that we can only control that which is in our control. And anything else, we just have to let go. It's a great reminder for me today, and I hope it's also a great reminder for you. Have a great week.